From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Jokowi speak about big transformation to recover from COVID in G20 summit. Sri Mulyani calls attention to pandemic debt issues on G20 summit. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo, in a statement released by Presidential Secretariat on Sunday, wrote that the President delivered a statement about recoveries from the pandemic that can only be achieved through clear vision, action, and major changes. The President mentioned this in the G20 Summit Virtual Conference second session from the Bogor Presidential Palace, which focuses on building an inclusive, sustainable, and solid future. The president predicates that the COVID-19 pandemic had provided the global community with a valuable lesson to conduct self-introspections, not only to recover from the health and economic crisis, but also to grow even stronger to a state prior to the pandemic. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati in the G20 virtual summit on Sunday asked leaders, finance ministers, and central bank governors of member states to closely monitor the level of public and private debts during the pandemic. She said many countries have widened their fiscal deficit in order to implement extraordinary policies in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Apart from the debt issues, G20 leaders also shed light on the potential increase of borrowing costs and also crowding out in financial market due to many countries intending to increase spending in order to recover the economy. According to her, the G20 summit saw many leaders discuss policies in response to the global pandemic that had crippled the world's economy. She also highlighted the need to use fiscal and monetary instruments to protect people through social safety nets and create job opportunities to counter the layoffs caused by COVID-19. The government expects state-owned oil giant Pertamina to increase domestic oil productions while the country reduces consumption in order that Indonesia can stop importing the commodity by 2026 in an effort to curb the oil and gas trade deficit. To achieve that, the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry expects Pertamina to complete 5 multi-billion dollar refinery project between 2022 and 2026. The refineries will produce oil-based fuel and biofuel. The Energy Ministry also expects Pertamina to begin producing a home-ground biodiesel catalyst, namely the red and white catalyst, starting 2022. The oil and gas giant state-owned fertilizer producer PT Pupuk Ujang and the Bandung Institute of Technology ITB, which invented the catalyst, previously signed a deal to finish building an Indonesian catalyst factory in West Java in 2021. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will announce the first of his cabinet appointments on Tuesday, and is planning for a scaled-down inauguration due to the coronavirus pandemic. Ron Klain, Biden's choice as White House Chief of Staff, again urged that the Trump administration, specifically a federal agency called the General Services Administration, GSA, formally recognize Biden's victory to unlock resources for the transition process. Biden is due to take office on January 20th. Biden allies also indicated he could announce his election for Secretary of State as soon as this week, with former National Security Advisor Susan Rice and veteran diplomat Antony Blinken seen as among the candidates. The U.S. dollar marked time on Monday as the prospect of an early rollout of coronavirus vaccine was offset by concern about economic restriction to control the spread of the virus, leaving safe haven assets in limbo. A holiday in Japan also made for sparse liquidity and made investors reluctant to test major chart barriers on a number of dollar pairs. The euro was hovering at $1.1858, having repeatedly failed to break above the $1.1993 resistance level last week. It needs to clear the November top of $1.1919 to extend its uptrend. Analysts at Capital Economics are bullish on the single currency's longer-term outlook. They lifted their forecast for the euro and now see it as the $12,500 by the end of 2021 and $13,000 at the close of 2022, up from $12,000 and $12,500 previously. Germany could start administering shots of COVID-19 vaccine as soon as next month. Health Minister Jens Spahn had asked Germany's federal states to have their vaccination center ready by mid-December and that this was going well. Germany has secured more than 300 million vaccine doses via the European Commission, bilateral contracts and option, Spahn said, adding that this was more than enough and even left room to share with other countries. Brazil's health ministry said on Sunday it will sign non-binding letters of intent to purchase coronavirus vaccine from four companies and Russia's sovereign wealth fund, adding that any purchase will depend on the approval of the nation's regulator. According to the ministry official met last week with representative officer in cooperation, India's Bharat Biotech, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, Moderna Incorporation, and Janssen, a unit of Johnson & Johnson. In a statement, the ministry said its legal and technical departments were analyzing the documents presented by the five entities and determining the best way to go about purchasing vaccine at the opportune moment. The government has contract in place to guarantee access to 142,900 coronavirus vaccine doses, enough to immunize at least a third of Brazil's population. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary on central bank lowers interest rates. Last Thursday, the Central Bank, Bank Indonesia Board of Governors meeting decided to lower interest rates in a bid to boost economic growth. Bank Indonesia lowered the Bank Indonesia 7-day reverse repo rate by 25 basis points to 3.75%, then the deposit facility rate to 3%, and the lending facility rate to 4.5%. This decision was taken by considering low inflation, maintaining external stability, and as further steps to accelerate national economic recovery. Bank Indonesia remains committed to supporting liquidity provision, including Bank Indonesia's support for the government in accelerating the realization of the 2020 state budget. According to the governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, the decision was to continue the rupiah exchange rate stabilization policy in line with market fundamentals and mechanism. In addition, lowering interest rates is also intended to strengthen the monetary operation strategy to support accommodative monetary policy. The decision to lower interest rates also took into account several indicators that improved in October 2020. Some of the indicators are people mobility, food sales, and online sales, Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index or PMI, and public income. External factors also shows indicators of improvement, such as a surplus in the balance of payment in the third quarter of 2020, driven by improvement in the current account and financial capital transaction. The lowering of the bank's benchmark interest rate is expected to lower lending rates to boost the economy. Export performance is now starting to increase, so it is time for banks to start giving credit back to the business world. Effort made by Bank Indonesia need to be supported so that Indonesia can rise from the current economic slowdown. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, our segment today in history starts with the event on November 23, 1980, about a series of earthquakes in southern Italy. An earthquake occurred in Irpini region, southern Italy, on Sunday, November 23, 1980. The earthquake with magnitude of 6.8 on Richter scale centered in Conza village. 4,800 people were killed and more than 10,000 people were injured. The government of Italy spent about $58.64 billion to reconstruct the damaged area, while €100 million came from other countries. Next event is that in 1996, Ethiopian Airlines Flight 961 was hijacked and fell in Indian Ocean. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 961, a type of Boeing 767 with Addis Ababa Nairobi route, was hijacked on 23rd of November 1996. The airplane carried out an emergency landing in Legalawa Islands, Moroni, Komoro, because of running out of fuel. The accident caused of 123 people dead and it injured 52 other passengers. The last event is that in 2003, President Georgia Eduard Ambrosevich Shevardnadze stepped down from his position. Georgia Eduard Ambrosevich Shevardnadze became president of Georgia in 1995 and he resigned on 23rd of November 2003 amidst the Rose Revolution rage. Under his leadership, Mikhail Gorbachev served as Foreign Minister of Soviet Union in 1985 until 1990. The political maneuver of Shevardnadze had made him get epithet Tetrimelia. listener. That was today in history.
Tak mau lagi bersama dengannya. Aku mau lagi bersama denganmu. Aku tak sanggup berpisah dari dirimu.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on My Indonesia today, entitled Indonesia Against Oil Palm Discrimination in Europe. Indonesia will continue to fight discrimination against its palm oil by the European Union. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized this in her speech at the virtual Jakarta Food Security Summit 5 on Thursday. According to her, this discriminatory act is against the principle of partnership and collaboration promoted by Indonesia. She ensured that this problem would be faced firmly by Indonesia. Palm oil is a leading commodity that forms the backbone of Indonesia's economy. The export value reached $23 billion last year. Retno Marsudi said a few days ago she had communicated with the European Commission High Representative Vice President Joseph Borrell to discuss the importance of increasing partnerships with each other and resolving the issue of discriminations in Indonesian oil palm. During the talk, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed the importance of a stronger partnership and resolving the issue of discrimination against Indonesian palm oil. She ensured that Indonesia will always communicate openly with the European Union to to resolve the oil palm issue. What Indonesia wants is only one, namely fair treatment of Indonesian palm oil. According to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia wants to have a stronger partnership with the European Union, which has been a natural partner for a long time, because the two parties share the same views on many issues. Apart from palm oil, Retno Marsudi also ensured that she would continue to oversee various leading Indonesian commodities that experience injustice in the global market, such as coffee, tea, and rubber. She emphasized that Indonesian diplomacy does not want to remain silent and will continue to stand tall and defend national interest. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kutuk pintu hati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Lake Lino in North Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Lake Lino is located in Tomohon Regency, Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Many people say that this lake is a hidden paradise in Tomohon. This lake has a very high sulfur content. The high sulfur content makes the lake's color always changing. That's why the lake looks sparkling. The word Lino from Lake Lino is from the Minahasa language. Lino comes from the word Lili Noan, which means a gathering place for water. The color changes from green, blue to brownish yellow. This will amaze every visitor who comes to see this interesting phenomena. This tourism attraction has extraordinary beauty. The unique water characteristics of Lake Lino and its many colors make the tourists who come to be amazed of it. That's why this place is always crowded when school holidays or national holidays arrive. The roads and routes to Lake Lino are quite easy. If you come from Sam Ratulangi Airport, you can use public transportation to go to Tomohon City. Arriving at Tomohon City, you should continue your trip by public transportation to the lake, which has a distance about 37 kilometers from Tomohon City. Tickets price to enter to the Lake Lino is quite cheap. You only need to pay 25,000 rupiah per person. And listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Lake Lino in North Sulawesi. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Apa Profesi Anda or What is Your Profession? Listen to this conversation about Apa Profesi Anda, which means, what is your profession? Kevin met Rama's father, then Kevin asked about his profession.
Kenalkan, saya Kevin, Pak.
Oh, temannya Rama ya? Saya Hasan, ayahnya Rama.
Wah, bagus sekali seragamnya. Kalau boleh tahu, apa profesi Bapak?
Iya, ini seragam dinas. Profesi saya seorang tentara di Pusat Misi Pemeliharaan Perdamaian Tentara Nasional Indonesia.
Sepertinya Bapak sudah berpangkat tinggi ya?
Ah, kamu bisa saja. Saya masih berpangkat letnan.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kenalkan, saya, which means hello, I'm. Apa profesi Bapak, which means hello or nice to see you, I'm. Apa profesi Bapak, which means what is your profession? Apa pekerjaan Anda, which means what do you do? Seragam dinas, which means official uniform. Tentara, which means soldier. Pangkat, which means rank. Kamu bisa saja, which means really. Letnan, which means lieutenant. Anda, which means you. Listener, if you want to ask about someone's profession, you can use sentences such as Apa profesi Anda? Or Apa pekerjaan Anda? In English, what is your profession? If you talk with older person, you can change your greeting word Anda or you to become Bapak or Ibu. In English, Sir or Mom. For examples, Apa profesi Bapak? Which means what is your profession, sir? To express your curiosity politely. You also can add with the expression kalau boleh tahu, which means excuse me or may I know. To respond to the phrase of profession inquiries, you can say profesi saya seorang blah blah blah, which means my profession is a blah blah blah. For examples, wah, bagus sekali seragamnya. Kalau boleh tahu, apa profesi Bapak? Which means, your uniform is good. May I know what is your profession, sir? Iya, ini seragam dinas. Saya bekerja sebagai tentara di Pusat Misi Pemeliharaan Perdamaian Tentara Nasional Indonesia. Which means, this is an official uniform. I work as a soldier at the Indonesian Armed Forces Peacekeeping Mission Center. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kenalkan, saya Kevin, Pak.
Oh, temannya Rama ya? Saya Hasan, ayahnya Rama.
Wah, bagus sekali seragamnya. Kalau boleh tahu, apa profesi Bapak?
Iya, ini seragam dinas. Profesi saya seorang tentara di Pusat Misi Pemeliharaan Perdamaian Tentara Nasional Indonesia.
Sepertinya Bapak sudah berpangkat tinggi ya?
Ah, kamu bisa saja. Saya masih berpangkat letnan.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Seruling Gembala, sung by Panji Asmoro. The song, which was composed by Tukijo, is one of songs in the album of Juara Keroncong Mahasiswa 85-86. The song Seruling Gembala tells about melodious sound of shepherd flute, but deeply set rhythm. The sound of flute raises homesickness to the beautiful and peaceful hometown. The composer describes the hometown located far away between green hills and valleys where someone grew up. Like its lyrics, the song Seruling Gembala has slow tempo and melancholic music. Well, listener, let's listen to Panji Asmoro with keroncong song Seruling Gembala. Enjoy the song.
Luas terbentang Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirri Adela. See you on the next English program.